Section 4. The Chair of Death. Several years ago, the furniture maker Herman Miller Incorporated hired an industrial designer named Bill Stumpf to come up with a new office chair. Stumpf had worked with Herman Miller before, most notably on two previous chairs called the Ergon and the Equa. Yet Stumpf wasn't satisfied with his two previous efforts. Both had sold well, but Stumpf thought that the Ergon was clumsy, an immature effort. The Equa was better, but it had since been copied by so many other firms that it no longer seemed special to him. "The chairs I had done previously all looked alike," Stumpf says. "I wanted to come up with something that looked different." He called his new project the Aeron, and the story of the Aeron illustrates a second, deeper problem with trying to measure people's reactions. It is hard for us to explain our feelings about unfamiliar things. Stumpf's idea was to try to make the most ergonomically correct chair imaginable. He had tried that with the Equa, but with the Aeron, he went even further. An enormous amount of work, for instance, went into the mechanism connecting the back of the chair with what chair designers call the seat pan. In a typical chair, there's a simple hinge connecting the two so you can lean back in the chair. But the problem with the hinge is that the chair pivots in a different way from how our hips pivot, so tilting pulls the shirt out of our pants and puts undue stress on our back. On the Aeron, the seat pan and back of the chair moved independently through a complex mechanism. And there was much more. The design team at Herman Miller wanted fully adjustable arms, and that was easier if the arms of the chair were attached to the back of the Aeron, not underneath the seat pan, as is ordinarily the case. They wanted to maximize support for the shoulders, so the back of the chair was wider at the top than at the bottom. This was exactly the opposite of most chairs, which are wide at the bottom and taper at the top. Finally, they wanted the chair to be comfortable for people who were stuck at their desks for long periods of time. "I looked at straw hats and other things like wicker furniture," Stumpf says. "I've always hated foam chairs covered in fabric because they seemed hot and sticky. The skin is an organ. It breathes." This idea of getting something breathable, like the straw hat, was intriguing to me. What he settled on was a specially engineered thin elastic mesh, stretched tight over the plastic frame. If you looked through the mesh, you could see the levers and mechanisms and hard plastic appendages which were out in plain sight below the seat pan. In Herman Miller's years of working with consumers on seating, they had found that when it comes to choosing office chairs, most people automatically gravitate to the chair with the most presumed status, something senatorial or throne-like, with thick cushions and a high, imposing back. What was the Aeron? It was the exact opposite. A slender, transparent concoction of black plastic and odd protuberances and mesh that looked like the exoskeleton of a giant prehistoric insect. "Comfort in America is very much conditioned by lazy boy recliners," says Stumpf. In Germany, they joke about Americans wanting too much padding in their car seats. "We have this fixation on softness. I always think of that glove that Disney put on Mickey Mouse's hand. If we saw his real claw, no one would have liked him." What we were doing was running counter to this idea of softness. In May of 1992, Herman Miller started doing what they call use testing. They took prototypes of the Aeron to local companies in Western Michigan and had people sit in them for at least half a day. In the beginning, the response was not positive. Herman Miller asked people to rate the chair's comfort on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is perfect and at least 7.5 is where you'd really love to be before you actually go to market. And the early prototypes of the Aeron came in at around 4.75. As a gag, one of the Herman Miller staffers put a picture of the chair on the mock-up cover of a supermarket tabloid with the headline, "Chair of Death. Everyone who sits in it dies," and made it the cover of one of the early Aeron research reports. people would look at the wiry frame and wonder if it would hold them, and then look at the mesh and wonder if it could ever be comfortable. It's very hard to get someone to sit on something that doesn't look right, says Rob Harvey, who was Herman Miller's senior vice president of research and design at the time.